I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. Thanks for downloading WUNC's Songs We Love podcast. Be sure to listen through to the end of this week's episode as we'll close with a first listen to a new recording from John D. Holman. It's a premiere, and let me tell you, it's a great one. This week's Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast is coming up right after this.
WUNC Music is North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream and can now be heard on your smart speaker. There's a custom skill for WUNC Music available in the Amazon Alexa app. WUNC Music. Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series. This week, we're focused on Chapel Hill Boogie by John D. Holman. He recently turned 90 years old.
John D. Holman is a Piedmont-style guitar player from Orange and Durham counties, North Carolina. He represents a style somewhat derived from Reverend Gary Davis and very much is indicative of what it might have sounded like in the 1940s and early 50s. At the same time, it's not a museum piece. He's still living and creating new work.
That's Greg Bell. He's director of the Festival for the Eno. John D. Holman is scheduled to perform there next week. Greg says John D. has played all 40 years the festival has been held.
He's the very embodiment of what our festival represents. He's a National Heritage Award winner. He's toured internationally. He's a consummate professional. He's the nicest guy you'll ever see. And it's a great opportunity for kids like I was to come out and see this. It's not in a rarefied environment. It's not someplace you have to sit down and be quiet. You can get up and dance right in front of the stage. I'm sure he will not have a problem with that.
Chapel Hill is on the ball. When you go to Chapel Hill, you gotta drink alcohol. Do the boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie. You gotta boogie woogie all night long.
Greg says he got introduced to John D. Holman as a kid when his parents dragged him to the 1976 North Carolina Folklife Festival. It was held at West Point on the Eno, where the Festival for the Eno is currently held.
It's hard to express how meaningful attending the 1976 Folk Festival was to me. I'd never seen music like that. Three areas of traditional folk arts, with each one having a stage of music, and John D. Holman was one of the headliners on the Piedmont music stage. And he was literally singing about the town I lived in.
I was standing on a corner well, the glass in my hand. A chick come by, said, "That's my man." It was the boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie, for the boogie woogie all night long.
I mean, he's talking about coming over to Chapel Hill and going up to Tin Top and getting in fights and all that kind of stuff, which was something he apparently did from time to time. But beyond that, just the style is very much of this area, and it's different than what you would hear in the Mississippi Hill Country or other places that this, you know, similar blues styles are enjoyed.
The rooster in a hen was laying in the shade. The rooster done a boogie fight to hen, laid the egg, do the boogie.
I think his vocal is just unbridled. The energy and the passion that he brings to it. I think you can hear in that the aspect that he probably developed coming over to Chapel Hill and singing it in front of college crowds. He was probably hamming it up a little bit for their benefit and the benefit of his tip jar at the end of the night.
Do the Chapel Hill boogie. Do the Chapel Hill boogie for the boogie woogie all night long.
Greg was barely 12 years old when he first heard John D. Holman at that Folklife Festival, but it left a lasting impact.
It, I think, put me on a path that made my attraction toward things like punk rock maybe 5 or 8 years later inevitable, because I was looking for that same authenticity in voice that I heard from John D. and the Badgett Sisters and the Manhattan Shantymen and some of these older, like, authentic voices that were at that festival. are really the same thing you hear in garage bands all over the world today.
John Dee's sound is raw and sounds simple, but Greg Bell says if you listen closely to the guitar work and vocal phrasing, you'll hear it's incredibly sophisticated.
Well, I think it's easy to miss how shrewd it is and how, you know, this isn't primitive field hollers. This is his own version of commercial music. I mean, he was not playing guitar just to have a good time or to commemorate his place in life. He is a working musician and would rather be playing guitar outside a mill than working a loom inside.
Other chicken all standing around, all down the boogie to the somewhere down, do the boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie.
John Dee Holman is scheduled to perform at the 40th Annual Festival for the Eno. As it is every year, it's on the 4th of July and the following Saturday. Greg Bell is the festival's director, and he says while the music and art may be what draws the crowds to the festival, it's the river that they hope will again be the centerpiece of the event. Proceeds from the festival go to support efforts to protect the river. Greg says they want people to get to know and get in the Eno River.
Yes, if you've ever wondered why we have it in the hottest part of the summer, that's exactly why. We want people touching the river, and if it's in March or October, you might be quite comfortable up there in the shade. We want you to get down in the river and wallow around a little.
Greg Bell is the director of the Festival for the Eno. He chose the song Chapel Hill Boogie by John Dee Holman for our Come Here and See Songs We Love series.
Hey, double the boogie. You're doing the Chapel Hill Boogie. Double Chapel Hill Boogie. Well, the boogie all night long. I'm gonna sing this verse, ain't gonna sing no more, because a good girl called there and I got to go. Double the boogie. Do the Chapel Hill Boogie. Do the Chapel Hill Boogie. The Boogie Woogie all night long.
John Dee Holman is 90, newly married, and is still active as a musician. He's got a new record coming out on August 2nd called Last Pair of Shoes. Our friends at the Music Maker Relief Foundation sent us a new version of the song Chapel Hill Boogie that John Dee recorded with a full band. They're kind enough to let us give you a first listen. In this recording, John Dee Holman is on guitar and vocals. He's backed up by Harvey Dalton Arnold on bass, Tad Walters on harp, and Bubba Norwood on drums. Here it is, John Dee Holman and friends, Chapel Hill Boogie. This was recorded live in where else but Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill is on a ball. Go to Chapel Hill, you get a drink of alcohol. Do the boogie. Do the Chapel Hill boogie. Do the Chapel Hill boogie. What a boogie woogie all night long. I was standing on the corner with a glass in my hand. Chick come by, said, that's my maid. Do the Chapel Hill boogie. Chapel Hill boogie, what a boogie all night. Do the boogie, yeah, boogie, boogie. Do the boogie, do the Chapel Hill boogie, what a boogie all night. The rooster laying the hen was laying in the shade. The rooster done a boogie, watch the hen lay the egg. Do the Chapel Hill boogie. Do the Chapel Hill boogie, what a boogie all night long. There both the little chickens, they were all standing around. All done a boogie until the sun went down. Ah, oh, boogie children.
me all night long. You go to Tin Top, Tin Top is right. And when you go to Tin Top, it start a buzzing fight, dude. Oh, we better leave now, boy. Did it shall be a boo, what a boo, you all night long. Oh, boogie. Mama, mama, won't you look at sis staying in the backyard doing her twist. Do the chapel here, boogie. Do the chapel here, boogie. What a boogie all night. Yeah. The book and watch the hands in the head. Little child here, booger. Little child here, booger. Booger here all night long. The one little chicken, they was all standing around. All done the book until sun went down. Do the book. Do the book. Little child here, booger. All night long. Do the booger one time now.
Yeah, you did too fast.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's a new recording from John D. Holman. He recorded that at age 90 for his new album, Last Pair of Shoes. It's being released August 2nd by the Music Maker Relief Foundation. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time. This series is being produced in collaboration with the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here and See celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Next time on the podcast, the WUNC Youth Reporting Squad takes over. They want to talk about a brand new North Carolina classic. The song is North CAC by G. Yamazawa.
It's the North CAC, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law. It's the North CAC, baby, I'm a boss.
The WUNC Youth Reporting Team are talking North CAC next week on the Songs We Love podcast.
I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law.